Welcome to Torah Simecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Nun, Chapter 50. This chapter begins with the aforementioned assertion that Hashem has not cut ties with us. Surprisingly, the thrust of this message is not positive. Instead, it is the basis of a claim against us, that the distance between us and Hashem is our doing, as Hashem's commitment to us never changes, and He gives us every opportunity to return to Him. Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says, "Where is the bill of divorce of your mother whom I dismissed?" This is an almost sarcastic claim toward the Jewish people. Hashem is preempting the assertion that we feel abandoned by Him. Did I really abandon you? Where is the bill of divorce? Oh, mimi no shai asher macharti eschem lo. And to whom of my creditors did I sell you off? Or even more absurd, maybe it was not a choice. Hashem, so to speak, lost us, like someone in debt who sold off his people to pay, and still does not have the money to redeem him. Neither is the scenario here, of course. The exile is temporary. Hashem loves us and sent us away due to our misdeeds, but He longs for us to repent so He can bring us back. And Hashem reviews both claims in verse 2. Madua basi ve'ein ish. Why when I claim was there no one there? Karasi ve'ein oneh. Why, when I called, did no one respond? You say, I have abandoned you, but I came and there was no one there. Hashem calls the people with prophets and waits to accept their repentance, but they do not respond. And to the second allegation, He says, Hakatzor katzrai adimi p'dus, is my arm too short to rescue? V'im ein bikoch lahatzil, and do I not have the power to save? Hein baka'arasi achariv yam. With just a rebuke, I dried up the sea. Asim naharos midbar, and I turned the rivers into a desert. At the Yamsuf and at the Jordan River, God saved us with great open miracles. Al bishamayim kadrus visaka sim ksusam. I clothe the skies in blackness and will cover them in sackcloth. Here, He records calls more miracles in history, like the plague of darkness and the stopping of the sun. Our entire national history is based on God's immeasurable power and His intervention on our behalf. He dried up the sea and the Jordan River, overriding the laws of nature. Do we really think He lost us in a bet? Yeshayahu elaborates with His own life's work as an example of Hashem reaching out to the Jewish nation. Hashem Elokim nasan li lashon limudim. Hashem gave me a skilled tongue. La'da'as la'us es ya'if davar. To know how to speak timely words to the weary. Ya'ir ba'boker ba'boker, ya'ir ba'boker ba'boker, ya'ir li'ozen lishma kalimudim. He wakes me morning by morning. He rouses my ear to understand, like a student. Hashem gave me the ability to speak to the nation and to do so eloquently, in a way that was applicable to them. It is not just that Hashem sent us messages to return to Him, but He did it gently and in a way that we were actually able to hear, even if we chose not to. Hashem Elokim pasach li ozen, v'anochi lo marisi achor. Hashem opened my ears to His prophecy, and I did not resist. Yeshayahu goes on to describe the reasons that he would have had to do so, the attacks and the degradation heaped upon him. But he did not. He accepted his mission to help Bnei Yisrael to tshuva. And why was he willing to suffer this humiliation? V'Hashem Elokim ya'azar li. Because Hashem helped me. Al kain lo nichlamti, al kain samti fanai kachalamish. Therefore, I felt no disgrace, and therefore, I have set my face like a stone. Va'eda ki lo ivosh. And I know that I will not be ashamed. Radak and Ibn Ezra point out that despite the fact that Yeshayahu was doing the right thing, and therefore one might argue that any respectable person would continue and hold his head high, it would have been perfectly reasonable for Yeshayahu to worry about shame. Yeshayahu prophesied about times that he would not live to see. He would never experience vindication in front of those who claimed that his prophecies would not come true. But instead of continuing the distance and contention with the Jewish people, Yeshayahu invites those who were his enemies to stand with him and anticipate the fulfillment of his prophecies. Na'amda yachad, mi ba'al mishpati, yigash elai. Let us stand together. Who would be my opponent? Let him approach me. Hein Hashem Elokim ya'azar li, mi hu yarshi'eni. Hashem will help me, so who will vilify me? I have Hashem on my side, Yeshayahu says. So, mi vachem yirei Hashem. Who amongst you reveres Hashem. Who amongst you has some fear of God left in them? Shomea b'kol avdo, and heeds the voice of his servant, meaning himself. Asher halach hashechim ve'ein noga. They have walked in the darkness and have no light. Yivtach b'shem Hashem v'yisha'ein ve'elokav. Let him now trust in the name of Hashem and rely upon his God. It may be risky to join me, Yeshayahu says, because for now it seems like walking in the dark. The things that I promise seem so improbable and far away. But if you trust in Hashem in this dark time, it will be worthwhile. So join with me. In summary, Yeshayahu says he rebuked the nation in the right way and waited patiently for their return. The reason for the distance and doubt is not because Hashem has abandoned him. So he challenges them to join him, even in these uncertain times. But for now, they do not choose wisely. Instead of sticking with Hashem through the darkness, you are all lighters of fire. You light the fire of Hashem's anger. Continuing with the imagery of darkness, Bnei Yisrael chooses to kindle their own light. But this is not the positive light of Torah. This is the illusory light of sin. They comfort themselves by fulfilling their own desire. Na'azrei zikos, you are kindlers of sparks. Sometimes it's just what we consider a little spark, a minor transgression. But the Navi says these are not minor. They create distance just the same. So the Navi resigns and says, sleep in the bed that you have made. Lechu b'ur eshchem. Go in the flame of your fire, ubezikos ba'artem, and in the sparks of your light. Hashem sent me to appeal to you in every which way. I have invited you to stand with me. But if you refuse, you will have to live with the consequences. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Neshmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.